health condition.
Well, they had to iron them, and the heat, the irons, the old andirons, we call them, sit in front of the fire, and they got hot from the fire coals. Mm-hmm. And you'd have to use a hot cloth then, a hot pad, to handle that, handle on that iron to press the clothes. Mm-hmm. And you could take one of those irons and those old-time celluloid collars that we young men and old men too had to wear. It felt like you were choking to death. In mm-hmm. the summertime, you'd wear it at church, you know, and you wouldn't be long before it'd be melted down to where it felt a heap better. It wouldn't be so far. Them old Buster Brown collars. And some of them were celluloid that didn't melt down. They just cut your throat. But if it was a linen, it was pressed, starched, and iron to where it was just as stiff as celluloid, but it would melt down.
You know, how'd you all you get from the first floor of a house to the second floor? You'd have to take...
Well, in the first old homes, it was just a ladder. They'd nailed two befores against the wall and then nailed battens to it, and it scooted up the ladder straight. It wasn't at an angle. It just went straight up the wall, just like going from the feedlot up into the loft to get your hay to drop down over each trough. We'd leave a scuttle hole that you could go to each trough and drop it in the rack, which was over the trough, and the mule would reach up and eat a bite of hay or down in the trough and get his corn or oats.
Mm-hmm. And how would you do that after you had the later years, what did they use? Just simply
well, it followed the same plan right on as long as we used mules and horses for cultivation. We had the hay racks and the troughs for their corn or oats.
And now how do you get from the first floor to the second floor of the house?
Oh, they have stairwells now, you know, stairs to go up.
Do you still call them stairwells if they're outside the house?
Well, they do have stairs that go up on the outside of some of the homes, especially where they are apartments. Mm-hmm. They have an outside entrance, you see, to keep from interfering with the others. Now, you take some of the apartment houses here in Troy, in fact, all of these apartments, the stairs are on the inside. Mm-hmm. But they had a main entrance that they went into like a hallway, and you had a stair going up on this side, going to the apartments over here, and a stair going up this side. It would double. Then they'd utilize that space underneath those stairs for closets for there. And see, when it went up to the first floor, then it would change and go the other way mm-hmm. to the second floor. Mm-hmm. And they'd utilize that space under those stairs into closets for storing suitcases and things that wasn't used every day.
Let's see. I'll ask you how people around here would say a phrase. If the door, say, over there was open and you didn't want it that way, you might tell me to do what?
To close the door.
Yeah. Okay, now let's see.
Our old people would use it a little bit more slang, shut the door.
Mm-hmm. Shut the door?
Yeah, shut the door.
What do you call you mentioned you were in roofing. What do people usually call the things that go around the top of the house to catch the water there so it doesn't drip on you? You know what I'm talking about?
You mean on the outside?
Right, the outside.
You have your gutters.
Anything else that people ever call those?
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I don't think that I've ever heard it called anything except a gutter.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a house where a shed or something is built next to the house and the shed and the roof of the house will join like that? What do people have a name for that place where they join?
No, the main part of the house is the hip. Mm-hmm. And where it joins is called a shed. Mm-hmm. Like a barn, you can build a barn that comes up until you get to your dormer part, the storage for your hay.